الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. We proceed with our last discussion from where we started from the second night. Inshallah, on the 12th night when we meet, the subject will be of paramount importance as well, of one of the developments which has befallen the Muslim Ummah in liaison with Karbala, a recent development. From the time we started with our main topic about how come that Imam Hussain alayhi salam had to give his life as to save Islam, we have seen the development since the Prophet's time. And we have reached now to the stage whereby Yazid is in power as the caliphate of the Muslim Empire. We said last time very hurriedly that the basic freedom of expression had been lost. The liberation of intellect had been lost too. People, on account of the tyrannical measures of the Muawiyah regime, people on account of the heavy propaganda machinery of the Umayyad regime, people were not aware of the hostile environment which they were going through. And Imam wanted to create public awareness in this hostile environment. To instill public awareness, to instill public courage, was no joke. As I said, a simple exhortation of doing good and to dissuade evil would not work, keeping in mind all the previous talks which we have discussed. So something, as I said, violent had to be done. Something quick had to be done, so that the people awaken from that deep slumber and realize who is who. What has gone wrong after all? Shock. Imam wanted to create that situation. At that time, people, ulama write, they were being dragged like cattle. People had lost their power of conscience. People could not discern what is right and what is wrong. The environment was so gloomy, was so cloudy, and people were just taken for a ride. Imam had a powerful vision. Imam had a powerful insight. He saw things which others did not see. Example, for instance, in our community or in our nation, a person could stand up knowing the problem which that community will fall into after 20 years. He wakes up and he takes a move. He takes a stand. 99 out of 100 people don't know what is this man doing. He could be condemned of his stand. Later on, after 10 years, after seeing what he did, the people will appreciate his efforts. For instance, in history it is mentioned, marhum Jalaluddin Afghani Asadabadi, who is a reformer of Islamic movement. If you read the history of Islamic reformers, one of them is Jalaluddin Afghani. He was a reformer. When he wrote letters to the ulama during his time, he was criticized because he knew, he was seeing the bad effects of colonialism 50 years after. So he wrote letters. He wrote letters to various ulamas. He wrote letters to the people, to the extent the people thought, this man, I don't know what he is talking. But he could see things which others could not. He had a powerful insight. He saw things 50 years after, that what is going to befall this community. And exactly, the people after 50 years realized that the bad effects of colonialism. He saw things with his powerful insight which others could not see. Now, so was the case with Imam Hussain alayhi salam. He saw about the Umayyad regime. At that time, out of 100 people, 99 did not know what this Umayyad regime is after all. People were thinking them to be true. People were thinking Muawiyah and Yazid to be the successor of the Prophet. They did not know. Imam wanted to wake them up. Imam wanted to arouse the public conscience. Imam wanted to give them a shock. And in order to give them a shock, the revolution took place. The rising took place. The martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam took place. The martyrdom of his near and dear ones took place. And after the martyrdom, those sermons of Bibi Zainab alayha salam and Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in Kufa and Damascus awakened the public mind that what has gone wrong after all? That sacrifice, now I am coming to the core topic of mine, keeping in mind all the previous talks, that sacrifice which Imam gave brought a revolution in the Muslim masses. It gave them a shock to the extent people like Ibn Hanzala was out, right, going to sacrifice his life and his near and dear ones for the sake of Islam. It created a shock, the sacrifice, with those sermons of Bibi Zainab alayhi salam, with those sermons of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, removed the well of hypocrisy from the Bani Umayyad regime. And as a result, we find unrest taking place in the Muslim world. We find after the revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, with those powerful sermons, the well of hypocrisy, the garb of hypocrisy of the Umayyad regime is removed. People now come to realize that who is who. People now realize that who is Bani Umayyah and who are the true successors of the Prophet. People now realize that who is on the right and who is on the wrong. Dr. Mirali wanted outside. Right? This was one of the main achievements of the Imam Hussein al-Islam revolution. After that, we find history telling us a couple of revolutions taking place. For instance, Karbala took place in 61 AH. We find in 63 AH, a revolution is taking place from the people of Medina. Now you see, on account of the people now knowing, formerly the people were in deep slumber, a shock has been created now that main revolution has ignited other revolutions. And these revolutions are making the Umayyad dynasty destabilize. This awareness itself is one of the greatest achievements. What we are told in history is a revolution took place by the people of Medina. They ousted that governor of Medina at that time, Uthman ibn Muhammad ibn Abu Sufyan. They ousted him. In response, Yazid from Damascus sent an army headed by Muslim bin Aqaba to go to Medina and create a pillage for 3 days, which we heard yesterday. Followed by the movement of Tawabin in 65 AH. What is this movement of Tawabin? What is this movement of the repentant people? It was led by a person known by the name of Suleiman Khazai. These were the leaders of the Shias of the Kufa. They wrote letters to Imam Hussein alayhi salam to come to Kufa, but they did not respond. As a result, after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, see this achievement which took place. After the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Suleiman Khuzai called his people and told them that, look, we have made a mistake. We did not heed to the call of the grandson of the Prophet. To the extent he was martyred, now he calls a meeting to his house and tells them that now we are supposed to launch a movement. As a result, after a couple of days, in 65 AH, a group of 4,000 people are gathered. And they go first to the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. There they do the ziyarat of Sayyidu Shuhada. And they repent and they cry towards Allah that, O Allah, you forgive us for not helping the grandson of the Holy Prophet. You forgive us. If you don't forgive us, see, the public, the conscience of the mind have been awakened. Conscience are troubled. They go to the shrine. They pay their respects and they ask for tawbah. Allah forgive us for this bad thing which we did. Allah forgive us for not assisting Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And then they go and to Damascus and create that revolution. After that, the revolution of Mukhtar started. This revolution started by Abdullah bin Zubair, though he had a different motive. He had a political motive. Revolution started, though the Umayyad regime collapsed later on, but it destabilized the Umayyad powerful dynasty. it destabilized the Umayyad powerful dynasty. This was one of the effects of Karbala. The well of hypocrisy was removed. And people knew now who are the Umayyad. Number one. Second issue which was noted. Second fruit of the revolution of Karbala. The past practices which the former caliphs used to go towards, which we have mentioned, about the fabrication of traditions, and the rest of the things were put to a halt forever. In other words, if I may say this way, Sayyid Allama Murtaza Askari writes in his book, A Probe into the History of Hadith, that during the time of Abdul Malik, a Khalif of the Umayyad dynasty after the sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, one of his practices was to make people, instead of going to Hajj, to go to Jerusalem and perform the tawaf of his house which he made. He was trying to create this innovation. He failed to do so. This was one of the blessings of Karbala. In the former past, we found innovations taking place. People playing around with religion in the capacity of the Islamic Empire, in the capacity of the Muslim Khalif. After Karbala, post Karbala, no one dared, no Khalif of the Bani Umayyad dynasty, nor of the Abbasid regime make this effort. And one beautiful example is this. He did this, but he failed. No innovations took place. That which took place was taken place. Imam Baqir and Imam Sadiq did their best to filter it out. Yet the remains remained. But it did not make any headway. Imam alayhi salam drew a distinct line that this is Shariat Muhammadi and this is Bidah. A distinct line. No one dared to make any innovations. No one dared try to make anything in the religion. If at all, in the darbar of Mamun and Harun, you found them drinking, that was in their private capacity. Today when we find this, but not in their official capacity, that was lost. No one could do a sin in his official capacity and endorse that this is in Islam. People did sin later on. The Khalifs did booze, were womanizers, but in their private capacity. Mamun had girls in his harem, so did Harun, but in their private capacity, not the difference. Not in their official capacity. So this was even lost. This was even achieved by Imam Hussein's alayhi salam revolution. That he drew a line that this is Shariat Muhammadi, the rest is Bid'ah. The third fruit of the revolution. No caliph after the revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam had that additional hat on him of religious authority. Imam made sure that a Khalif, if at all he is not stuck to the laws of Islam, has no right to be a Khalif. If at all he is a Khalif, he is a minus a religious authority. That is even an achievement. People, Khalifs came after Yazid the accursed. But not with that additional quality of being a head of the state as well as a religious authority. Which unlike his predecessors were claiming to be self. That we are Khalifa, at the same time we are the successor of the Holy Prophet. That was lost. At that time, the ulum of Ali Muhammad during the time of Imam Baqir and Imam Sadiq al-Islam spread as well. And this were amongst the achievements of the revolution, though at a very, very brief level. Inshallah, with this, we pray to Allah that He should enlighten us more and more on the Qiyam of Sayyid al-Shuhada. And may He make us near Him in this world, and in the barzakh, and in the hereafter. صلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين